number 10,663, Robert Kenny, southwest of Road 590, mile stretch road, 320 feet north of Road 583, being lot 4A, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Names and addresses, please.
Steve Luco, 14186, mile stretch road, Greenwood.
Ma'am.
Jessica Bradley, 515 North Point and Brook Drive, Seabright.
Do you both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My name is Jessica Bradley. I'm a realtor with Century 21. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Kenny presented the variance request. He has since sold the property. Mr. Luco is the current owner of this property. So I'm here with Mr. Luco to help him explain, or on his behalf to help explain what the variance request is. Mr. Kenny had the property listed beginning in July of 2009. As part of that listing, he had a 36 by 52 workshop on the property. The county had inspected and issued the Mr. Kenny a CO for that workshop. Mr. Luco and his wife purchased the property on June 14th. In the course of purchasing that property, they had it surveyed so that they would have a survey, current survey, in their name, and it was discovered that the front corner of the shop is 9 inches into the setback. Mr. Luco has spoken to neighbors on either side. Apparently, they verbally stated there's no objection to the variance. Mr. Kenny has since relocated, which is why we are here today. And this difficulty was not created by the current owner.
Looking at the survey, it appears in the back corner of that lot. There seems to be some question as to perhaps where the
monuments were located, and I believe that's probably the crux of the issue.
Okay. Well, for the record, the survey shows that the there is a capped iron rod 2.62 feet due south of where the survey might show, which might suggest that that the building may be have been built within the setback requirement, because that would certainly move that property line more than it would appear would move it more than a foot.
You can see on the, I guess it would be the north side, there's two pipes.
Iron pipes.
Mm-hmm. Capped rods. About 5 feet apart.
Was that done with two different surveyors?
I don't know who did the original survey.
Well, I would say that somewhere along the line, somebody put an extra one on that one end, mm-hmm. which would throw it off and bring that other corner closer.
Perhaps. And our purpose in being here today is just to make sure that whoever the next owner, that this has been taken care of, because there is some confusion as to where the markers are and the corners of the lot.
Now, the request is for a 0.9-foot variance, and the survey is suggesting that it is 9.3 feet from the property line, which would mean a 0.7-foot variance. So even less than was applied for.
Than what you need.
If the survey is correct.
You don't plan on adding anything off to the side of the existing building?
No, the building is already completed.
Actually,
I
need 7 inches.
You put a fence around it now.
0.7 feet.
You put a fence around it.
7 feet.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Could be 9 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 9 inches. That's my understanding.
Feet.
No.
Yeah.
0.7 feet, it would be 9 inches of what you need. Could be. Okay.
Mrs. Isaacs, I assume that a CO was issued?
It was. It was October of 06.
Thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Doing no questions?
I do have one. Survey would suggest that one side building restriction line is 10 feet, the other's 15. Is that correct? Oh, general
it's
residential?
10 feet is the side yard setback.
Okay. I was just curious. Not that it applies.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the survey in itself would suggest uniqueness for this property. Otherwise would be the property is developed within strict conformity. The request necessary to enable continued reasonable use. It's obvious it wasn't created by the applicant because of the situation. Don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 10,663.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,663. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.